we now turn our attention in our study to Tehillim 20, Tehillim Kapitel Chof, a psalm, a kapitel which is very, very familiar to us. It is said almost every weekday between Ashrei and Tevilat Zion, and it is also a almost a favorite kapitel to say in times of tzara, in times of great difficulty. And it begins with a phrase with which we are familiar, Lamnatzeach, instructions to the conductor of the band, Mizmor leDavid, a psalm of David. Until now, I have been translating Mizmor leDavid as a mizmor, a song, a poem, which was written, composed by David. Here, however, Radak suggests that Mizmor leDavid is better translated as literally a mizmor, a song to David, or a song on behalf of David, a song directed to David. In the words of Radak, it is like the lamed here means ba'avur, on behalf of David, like Imri li ochihu, say on my behalf that he is my brother. Hamishorer haya omer oso ba'avur David, it say so la milchama. This is something that the singer, the psalmist, the poet, would say on David's behalf when David went out to war. And it is addressed to David. And it is saying, David, you're going out to war now. Ya'ancho Adonoi bi'eis b'yom tzoro, yisagevcho shem Elohei Yaakov. May God answer you, David, on this day of your sorrow, on this day of great danger. Yisagevcho shem Elohei Yaakov. May the name of the God of Yaakov be like a fortress for you, support you, make you victorious. Yisagevcha, Radak suggests, is related to the word miskov, which we had earlier, which means a tower or a fortress. May Hashem protect you so that the enemy not be victorious. Shem Elohei Yaakov, the name of the God of Yaakov. Why Yaakov? Because, again, suggests Radak, Yaakov saw more sorrows in his life. Yaakov had a much more difficult life than Avraham and Yitzchak. And so when we pray on a day of sorrow, we relate more to Yaakov. The Medrash Tehillim, says, takes note of this, that it does not say, Elokei Avraham, or Elokei Yitzchak, but rather Elokei Yaakov. Reish Lakish explains, Moshal li'isha ubra shehoisa makshol oledes. This is to be compared to a pregnant woman who is having difficulty in labor, having difficulty delivering her child. So we say to her, look, I don't know what to tell you. I sympathize with you. I feel your pain. May he who answered your mother when she was in similar pain answer you. Here too, David be Yaakov, the God of Yaakov, who certainly listened to Yaakov's prayers in his time of pain, answer you. There are other possibilities as to why it says Yaakov and not Avraham and Yitzchak. One is that Yaakov is the patriarch of only the Jewish people. Avraham, of course, had Yishmael as well as Yitzchak. Yitzchak had Esav as well as Yaakov. Yishlach Ezrecho Mikodesh Umitzion Yisodeko. May God send your help again. David, may you be helped by God. May he send you that help from the holy place, from the holy temple, the Beis HaMikdash, where the Aron was. And may he send you this redemption from Tzion, because Tzion is the place where the Aron is kept, the temple, the Beis HaMikdash. That is where Yeshuos emanate from. We already had Perek Yudalet. Miyitein mitzion Yeshuas Yisrael. Yeshuas Yisrael stems from, is drawn forth from Zion. There's a beautiful point here made by Rav Hirsch, who notes that as we pray for the for a Yeshua to come, salvation to come to David from a holy place, we must realize that God will help us because of our attitude to his sanctuary. Because we consecrate and hold holy his Zion, his Kodesh, that is why we feel entitled to pray to him. And I often think that nowadays when we have no Beis HaMikdash and yet we pray Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh, we are referring to the Beis HaKnesses. God will answer our tefillos in correlation to the degree to which we hold holy his holy places, his synagogues, his Botei Knesios, his Botei Medrash. Yizkor kol minchosecha. May God remember or take note of all of your offerings. Now, a korban mincha is a meal offering, an offering from flour and oil. And the way a korban mincha was brought upon the altar was that the Kohen would take a kometz, three fingers full of the meal, of the flour, and that would be called the azkora, as the pasuk says, azkora so lashem. That would be that part which was put upon the mizbeach. So it makes sense here to say, yizkor kol minchosecha. May God remember through the azkora, through that portion of the meal offering which is offered directly on the mizbeach. May he remember that. And the olosecha yidashne selo. May he, in the words of the translation of Radak, may he send a fire to consume and to accept your Ola offering, the Korban Ola being an animal offering, which is consumed on the fire. May the fire be brought about by God to consume it favorably your offering. Yizkor kon milchosecha v'olosecha yidashne sela. Here we have a very interesting comment by Rav Hirsch. Rav Hirsch not only wrote a commentary on Tehillim, again in the German language, but also wrote a translation into German of the Tehillim. And his translations are very, very noteworthy. This is true, by the way, of his commentary on the Chumash as well. Of course, at least to me, German is not an accessible language, but I do have the translations of Rav Hirsch's commentary and translation of Rav Hirsch translated from German into Hebrew and into English. And in English, it is rendered, may God accept the offerings of your Korban Mincha, and may he free your ascent offering, may he free your Korban Ola from its ashes. So that Yidashna does not mean, as Radak suggests, to cause to burn, to cause to become Deshen, to call Deshen is ash, but rather may he remove the ashes. Now, Rav Hirsch explains this translation in his commentary and relates this posuk to the practice of the Trumas HaDeshen. Every morning, the Kohen would take a symbolic scoop of ash from the top of the altar, remove it from the altar, and place it nearby the altar. This act of removing the ash was called the Trumas HaDeshen. And therefore, Olos HaYedash Nesela, Rav Hirsch suggests, means that your Korban Ola, may God remove the ash from it. May he perform, Kaviyachol, a Trumas HaDeshen, an elevation, a removal of the ash. A very, as far as my knowledge is concerned, it's a very original, different type of translation than any of the Mefarshim that I have encountered or any of the other translations that I have consulted. Pataki adds one more point and says that the Mishorer here, the singer who was really praying for David's success, is referring to these korbanos, these sacrifices, mincha and ola, because the custom was that when the Jewish people went to war, sacrifices would be brought on the behalf of the warriors in the words of Radak, Shiyatslichehu ho'el, that God should bless the soldiers with success. Then the pasuk continues again. The Mishorer is singing on behalf of David. Yiten lecha chilvavecha. May God grant you your heart's desire. V'chol atzoscha yimalei. And may he fulfill all of your plans, all of your strategies. Here, Radak points out that when a person goes to war, it's not all about physical battle and struggle. There's a lot of mental thought, a lot of brain work that goes into war. And that's why it says here, the Mishorer says here, V'chol atzosecho yamalei, may God bring to fruition your etzos, your strategies. For example, the Pasuk says in Mishlei Chof Dalet, Ki visach bulos ta'aselecho milchama. You must wage war with planning, with strategies, with scheming. Or a Pasuk in Melachim Beis, Perek Yud Ches, Eitza ugevura amilchama. A person needs physical might, but also needs skill, craftiness, good, solid mental work to wage war as well. Radak also alludes to a medrash which says an interesting thing. In Pasuk Hey, the Mishorer is talking to David. Of David, who always was interested in a lev tahor, in a pure heart, in total sincerity, we can pray, Yitain lecha chilvavecha, may God grant your heart's desire. But to an ordinary person, we don't say that, because sometimes a person has all sorts of foul ideas, profane ideas or evil thoughts, and therefore you wouldn't say Yitain lecha chilvavecha for any ordinary person, but only for David. The Mishorer goes on to sing, David, I look forward to that time when we will be able to sing and rejoice on the fact that God has granted you victory and granted you a safe return from war. Then we will sing. Uvashem Eloheinu Nidgol. For Radak this means, and in the name of our God, we will raise the flag. Nidgol, the word degel, bishmo norim diglenu, v'nisenu. We will lift up our flag and our banner as a symbol of victory. Yemalei Hashem kol mishalosecho. May God fulfill all of your desires, all of your requests. Here again, we have a little different translation of the words. Uvishem Eloheinu Nidgol, may we raise the banner of victory. And Rav Hirsch translates it, may we rally around your flag, may we rally around your banner in the name of God. Rav Hirsch insists that Degel does not mean, the verbal form Degel does not mean to raise a banner, as Radak explicitly says it does, but rather, objects Hirsch, it means to rally around the banner. And he gives two examples, both from Shir HaShirim, where the translation to rally around the banner makes better sense. Dodi tzach v'adom, dogul mervovo. My beloved is light and life, surrounded by tens of thousands. Dogul mervovo, surrounded, rallied about, round about. Or, also in Shir HaShirim, ayumo tanid golos, commanding respect like those about whose banner men will rally, kanig dalos. Very interesting. I'd like to offer an insight, I hope you consider it an insight of my own, what it might mean to say that we will rally around the banner of the name of God, V'shem Elokeinu Nidgol. I have recently been studying, reviewing, the commentary of Ramban on the Torah. And Ramban, in his preface to his commentary on the Torah, says something which is kind of mystical, but which the more you think about it, the more sense it makes. The Ramban says in a famous phrase that the entire Torah is Shemosov Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All of the Torah is a name of God. Even sentences and verses in the Torah, which are names of people, names of ingredients, of karbonos, instructions for building the Mishkan, etc. It's all names of God. Every word has a divineness to it, a divinity to it, which makes the entire Torah Shemosov Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This helps us understand many times when the word Shem is used in Tanakh. And it's alluding to not the name of God, which really has little meaning to us, but rather the Torah of God. So that Uvishem Elokeinu Nidgol means we will rally around the flag of Torah, of God's name, which is the flag of the Torah itself. It's my own thought, and you can take it or leave it. The Pasuk continues in Pasuk Zion. Ato Yodati, now, says each and every person, each and every Jewish person, noting and then observing and witnessing the victory of David and his armies. Ato Yodati, now I know, Ki Hoshia Hashem Meshicho, that God has given the Yeshua, he has saved, he has rescued his anointed one, his king. We know that many, many contested David's right to be king and felt that God did not want to choose David as king. Now they see, no, God has granted him the Yeshua. Ato Yodati Ki Hoshia Hashem Meshicho. It is good to contrast this phrase with a phrase we've had earlier already in Kapitel Gimel, in Tehillim 3, Pasuk 3, where the enemies of David say, Ein Yeshua Solo Velohim Selo. He has no Yeshua in God. He is not saved, rescued, given special favor by God. In our Pasuk, Ato Yodati Get, yes, Hoshia Hashem Meshicho. God has granted Yeshua to his anointed one. Ya'anehu Mishimei Kodesho. He has answered him from the heavens of his holiness. Bigvuros Yesha Yamino. With power, he has helped him with his right hand. And then a very famous and important pasuk. Elev Orecha Ve'elev Asusim. The enemies are very well armed. In ancient terms of ancient military warfare, the enemy has chariots and horses. Elev Orechev, Elev Asusim. They have all this power. Words of Yeshayahu, Kapitel Lamed Aleph. Vayiftechu al Rechev Kirov. Our enemies feel confident because of their many chariots. However, we do not place our confidence in chariots of war, in material weaponry, but rather v'anachnu b'shem Hashem Elokeinu Nazkir. We mention the name of Hashem, our God. In the words of Radak, we pray to him. Kishenazkir shemo v'nikro'ehu, when we call upon him, anachnu ninatzeach. Then we will be victorious even though we have no chariots and horses. V'anachnu b'regel ninatzeach. We're on foot. We're just infantrymen. Nevertheless, we can conquer Rechev Asusim. We can conquer the cavalry. If you liked my initial suggestion that the word name of God refers, as per the Ramban, in many places, but especially in his preface to his commentary on the Torah, that the name of God means the Torah itself, makes very good sense here. They rely upon horses and chariots. V'anachnu, but we, b'shem Hashem Elokeinu Nazkir, we remember the Torah, the name of God. And Hemo Koru v'Nofolu, they bend down, they are fallen, defeated, Anachnu kamnu, but we rise up, vanis odod. What does vanis odod mean? In modern Hebrew, it means, and we are encouraged. Radak translates it as we are uplifted. We are now proud. We are lifted higher, like the pasuk much later in Tehillim and Kapitel Kufmem Zion, I believe. Ma'odeid anovim Hashem. God lifts up. He encourages the humble. Rav Hirsch has an interesting suggestion, and that is that the word Banis Odod is related to the word Od, which is, in Hirsch's words, the particle of duration. So that Banis Odod means we have constantly kept ourselves upright. We have kept ourselves kamnu for a long time. We have remained for a duration of time in the posture of kamnu, of standing, of being victorious. And then the final pasuk. And Radak suggests that this final pasuk was actually the war cry of the Jewish people. When we say in pasuk Ches that we call upon the name of God, it means we say the following pasuk. This is the battle cry of the Jewish people. Hashem Hoshia, God will help. Hamelech Ya'anenu V'yom Koreinu. The king, the divine king, the divine ruler will answer us when we call, Biyom Koreinu. A brief capital, a very short psalm, only 10 psukim in all, but yet a very famous one, and one that relates very well to all of us when we pray against our enemies of all kinds in days of tzoro, Biyom Tzoro Seinu, in days when we are beset with great troubles and great problems. Hashem Hoshia, God will help. Hamelech Ya'anenu V'yom Koreinu, God will answer us on that day that we call out